It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Last segment here on a Football Friday. And as always, we end the show with baseball on a Football Friday because the Brewers are in the middle of getting ready to get themselves ready for the playoffs. Start next Tuesday, the wild card round. The Brewers still don't know who they're going to be playing, so we'll have to wait and see. I do know this, however, this very show, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, will be on location at Pool Park in Menominee Falls coming up Friday, October 11th from 2 to 5 p.m. So if you are in the area, you want to stop by, say hi, get some pool supplies, go check out those Dimension One spas I tell you all about. They have above ground pools as well. Be a perfect time for you. Stop by Friday, October 11th. The show will be broadcasting live from there in Menominee Falls at Pool Park. Joining us now is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Hello, how are you doing?
I'd like to be sitting in a hot tub right now. That'd be nice. Pick me one up on Friday when you're there.
It's October 11th, and maybe I'll do the show from a hot tub. I don't know if I can do that. It doesn't seem safe with electricity and all that, but maybe. Let's talk about this Brewers lineup that's out for today. I saw it come out. Terang, Frelick, Cheerio, Contreras, Adamas, Hoskins, Ortiz, Sanchez, DHing, and Blake Perkins in center field, batting ninth. Frankie Montas, obviously, on the mound. I will say, if Terang and Frelick hit, I like this lineup very much going forward. If that's something Pat Murphy decides to do, it doesn't bother me in the least bit. Obviously, this lineup does not have Garrett Mitchell in it, so that's a big part of this as well. But I don't mind if next year Terang and Frelick are the guys at the top of the lineup getting on base.
And that's kind of the idea right now. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, why are you putting the two lefties up there against a lefty? Well, you know, you want to get at bats for these guys against lefties. I mean, they're going to have to hit them eventually. So Murph said today that he popped them up at the top because he wants them to get as many at bats as possible against a guy like Manea, because it's a guy that they're probably, there's a good chance they're going to see in the playoffs and they're going to need him to hit. So get him as many at bats as you can when you can in games that really don't, at the end of the day, mean anything for the Brewers aside from going into the playoffs healthy and strong.
So this brings up an interesting point. Because if this was the National Football League and it was the last week of the year and you kind of help to control who you play or don't play, if you want to face a certain team and they need to beat you for you to see them the following week, maybe pull the dogs off a little bit. If you don't want to see that team and you can kind of control them not facing you by beating them, maybe it's full go because you're already situated. From a Brewers perspective, I wonder how they operate as far as day to day here for the next 3 days. Because to this point, they've been operating. I think everything is kind of scripted out with how they want to pitch everybody. I wonder if that changes, knowing that if they take care of business here, that affects who they possibly play right away on Tuesday.
Nope, they're going out there, and we had talked to Murph about that and kind of asked him about that because, I mean, listen, you're looking at possibly facing the Diamondbacks or Braves right now or the Mets. They just played 7 games against the Diamondbacks, and, you know, those guys saw everything the Brewers had. Murph said flat out, you know, they're going to be exposed to our pitchers this weekend. They're going to see them, but at the same time, the Brewers are going to see all the Mets pitchers because they're playing to win these games. They need these games, and it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing to go in and play these games now, even if it means it changes the outcome of who you face next week. Murph's got his pitcher scripted. Him and the pitching staff have come up with a plan. Those guys are going to get their work in this weekend. There was debate about maybe having Montas throw a sim game instead of going up against the Mets in case he has to face them again next week. They opted against it. It's just how it goes. And in the end of the day, that's what you want to see. I mean, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to keep the integrity of the game. And listen, trying to dictate your opponent rarely works out. I mean, you go back, was it 3 years ago, 2021, you know, everyone thought the Brewers were dodging a bullet by getting the Braves in the first round instead of somebody else. Well, how'd that work out? You know, any team that's going to be coming in here Tuesday is going to be good. And that's all it comes down to. And they're going to have to play their best game. So there's no real sense in trying to dictate one way or another because you just never know how it's going to play out.
I'm going to try not to explode on the radio. I'm not going to promise you that I'm not going to explode because I feel like I'm ready to explode right now based on what you just said.
You've been ready to explode for 25 years, Sparky. That's why I love you.
That's true. This is the thing. So Peralta's going to start game one. Savali's going to start game two. Listening to you, it sounds like Montas may be in game three. So are you telling me Tobias Myers is not starting any one of the first three games when he's been the best damn pitcher all year?
I don't know because we didn't get into that today. That's going to be a discussion for Monday. But I think they're not deciding on anything. I mean, it's more of a just-in-case type of thing. And maybe because he's pitching today means you're not going to see Montas in game one or one of the playoff games. Who knows? It was just something that they had discussed going into it. I don't think they've made any decisions yet, and I don't think they're going to. I honestly think that at the end of the day, a lot of it's going to come down to who they're playing and which pitcher and style matches up best against who they're facing.
If this thing comes down to game three on next Thursday and they go with Montas over Tobias Myers, I'm going to be besides myself. I'm not going to be happy. And they lose, then all offseason, I'm going to be just livid that your best pitcher doesn't pitch in a playoff series in which you need to win to get to the next round of the playoffs. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I know, well, we traded for Frankie Montas and we traded for Aaron Civale. So if we traded for him, we must start him in the playoffs. Otherwise, we're going to look like a bunch of idiots who made those trades. You've already decided to pitch Colin Ray out of the bullpen. That's fine. He's done fine. You've not pitched Tobias Myers out of the bullpen anytime recently. You only let him throw 45, 46 pitches the last time. So, again, like this whole thing is going to bother me to no end by the time we get to this. And I can't wait to find out. You say on Monday they're going to announce who their three guys are going to be. Is that what we're thinking?
That's my guess. I mean, I know we have an availability with Mark Attanasio Monday morning, and then I assume there's going to be, you know, workout in the traditional pre-series press availabilities. But, you know, that's the day that roster decisions have to be in, and that's, I think, we're going to find out who's in, who's out for the first-round series. Again, and when I mentioned Frankie Montas before, just because the key word here is chance. There's a chance he could pitch. I don't know if he's going to or not. No one knows. The only person that knows, and I don't even think they know yet, are the people that make the decisions in the manager's office and the front office. I think they're still evaluating everything. And the way that this team is operated, it's just they're not going to make those decisions until they absolutely have to.
Who's pitching Saturday and Sunday? Who's starting? Do we know?
You know what? I have not even looked at the game notes yet today, so I couldn't even tell you who the probables are.
Because I looked on ESPN, there was nothing. So I was wondering if that is all hush-hush and we're not going to tell anybody who's pitching Saturday and Sunday until it's Saturday and Sunday to find out. Because, I mean, that also is going to be something to consider too, right? As far as, are they going to run Tobias Myers back out there at the end of this? Because if they are, then he's definitely not pitching in the wild card round if he's going to come back out and pitch on Saturday or Sunday at this point.
I'm looking right now in Brewers and Mets. Neither team has announced their starters for tomorrow or Sunday. Yep. I think those are going to be, you know, decisions made at the end of each game. I think they have a plan. I think it also depends on where the Mets are in this entire thing. I mean, this is going to be a day-by-day type situation. They have the relievers mapped out. As for how the starters line up, it's just going to be day-by-day until they get to Monday.
Could they call up Mizorowski to make a start this weekend?
I mean, they could, in theory.
They should. They should. If for no other reason, the fans would go nuts. People would want to go just to watch him go get a start, even if he only pitches three innings, whatever, just to see him go get a start. I mean, he's not going to be on the playoff roster, obviously, but that would be fun. I wouldn't mind that idea if you call him up to pitch on Saturday or Sunday, and like you said, a meaningless game, just to get him exposed to facing some major league hitting and a big moment for those guys in front of what should be a good crowd. I mean, they're giving away a pair of Brewers tickets of 2025 each one of these three games to fans that go to the game. So there should be decent-sized crowds, I would think, this weekend.
I'm surprised those things are not already listed on Facebook Marketplace.
Hey, I got one last thing. I hope it's not too personal.
Yeah.
But, dude, what is wrong with your quarterback, Joe Burrow? Oh, my God. What's going on? I mean, he played so well in this last game and they lost, and then Shannon Sharpe's on TV blaming him, saying, oh, he's got to play better and all this other stuff, which was completely crazy. But that Bengals team is not off to a good start, and that should be a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm not taking it very well. I'm not handling it very well.
Yeah.
thankfully, the good folks at BetterHelp.com, not a sponsor yet, have been helping me work through this, along with the myriad of, you know, crazy mental issues that make me the wonderful, delightful person that I am. But
you are delightful.
We'll get through this together. Yeah. We'll get through this together. There's still time. And I go remind myself a couple years ago that miracle run to the Super Bowl came after another particularly sluggish start. So, hey, you know, hope springs eternal or some crap like that.
Some crap like that. Yep. That is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter @ByAndrewWagner. We will talk again on Monday. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds good. See you.